2 weeks ago with W3C, the technical plenary, there was agreement to do something around credentials at that technical plenary, which was good. That was the outcome that we wanted, and they wanted to move fairly quickly on some kind of proposal to put together an official group at W3C or find out, answer some questions where it became clear that we should not do that work. So we're on to the next step. And there was an action item on me to propose a way forward around credentials at the W3C to the group yesterday. We did make a proposal. It had mixed reviews, mixed feedback. So we need to talk about that a bit today. We also need to assign tasks to folks so that we can get stuff done. We can start answering some of these questions that were raised at W3C TPAC, and we can also give an update on our discussion with the Solid team last week. We did a quick presentation to Andre Sombra on that stuff. And Henry, we also chatted a bit with Timble on the signature stuff as well. Hopefully that stuff's moving forward as well. Okay, so that's the agenda for today, are discussing those items. Is there anything else that we need to discuss today? Anything else we need to cover? Okay, if not, we're going to try and get into the first agenda item here, which is an update on the Credentials Task Force in the Web Payments Interest Group. Let me get the proposal into IRC. So this proposal is the same one that went out to the mailing list in the group last week. We have made some modifications on it as a result of the call yesterday. So let me quickly kind of review what was proposed and then what next steps might be. So the goal is to create a group. The goal is to determine whether or not a W3C working group should be created. So the outcome of this work, of this credentials task force, is either going to be a charter for an officially ratified, something that the W3C membership can vote on to start the official standardization work, or it is going to be a finding that we should not do the work at W3C. I think clearly the people in this group would like to see this work started at W3C. There are other people that don't necessarily feel that the world is ready to do this work. So we'll talk about that in a second. A lot of the proposal is based on the survey data that we did. So we asked 58 organizations to fill out a survey on what they view a proper credentials ecosystem, what that ecosystem would look like, what technologies would be used, things of that nature. And they came back with a number of capabilities that they rated highly. So we tried to keep things data-driven instead of saying we would like to see X or we would like to see Y. We tried to tie it back to the survey data, so it was difficult for the people that don't necessarily want to see this work progress at the speed we want to see it progress at. It would be difficult for them to argue against that data without also having data of their own. There were a number of concerns that were raised, and the concerns were added to the wiki here. Some of those concerns are questions we need to answer. Some of them are things that we are in no position to answer, like what is the jurisdictional scope of a credential and how is the data in a credential regulated? Like, it is way too early to try and answer that question, but it was raised as something that the group should figure out as far as when we talk about it, when would be the appropriate time to talk about that. Okay, so in general, the group said, yes, we should do something about this, and this proposal isn't entirely off base. There was nothing but plus ones that we should proceed with the work. The discuss the pushback on the proposal was where the work would happen. So it was proposed that this group would just switch gears and start working on answering some of the questions that were raised at the W3C technical plenary. And there was almost immediate objection to that because there are people, and we don't know who these people are, but they're being channeled through the W3C staff. There are people that disagree that we have a neutral forum here, meaning that we have worked on technology, the open badges stuff has been discussed, and because the open badges stuff has been discussed, like technical implementations or technical solutions have been discussed in this group, and there seems to be agreement in this group as far as the technical direction is concerned, that this group is no longer neutral. So what was requested was that another group, another community group, is created just to work on the task force, and that group is not allowed to talk about any of the technical solutions. That group is only allowed to talk about the type of ecosystem we want to see, the type of capabilities we want to see, and is not supposed to go into any kind of technical depth on this stuff. So that, and I'm taking my, coordinator hat off and my company hat off, and I'm just speaking as an individual, but that is fantastically frustrating because this group started out in exactly that position. We did not have a technical, view. We talked about the open badges stuff. We talked about the identity credential stuff. We did a variety of discussions and surveys, but because there were a number of people who are yet unidentified that are saying that we didn't take their opinion into account. They didn't note they did not show up to the open calls. Like, this is a completely open forum, open calls. We minute and record everything. Anyone can join. But because they chose not to join a year ago, and now that we have traction, they're raising objections that we have not taken their viewpoints into account. So we know who some of these people are, and we can approach them and say, let us know what your concerns are, how would you like to see this unfold, what are the objections that you have with the current direction. So we have identified a number of people where we can go out and have those discussions with them. But the concern is that there are a number of other people that have been operating by talking through the W3C staff, and that is something that we are not going to be able to address unless they choose to actually engage us. And the W3C staff is suggesting that we create a completely new community group just to have that discussion, and that group is not allowed to talk about technological solutions. So let me stop there. I see Henry on the queue, and for the rest of you, feel free to queue up and provide your input on this. Specifically, are you okay with starting a new community group focused purely on charter writing and high-level discussion, or do you want to push back, or is there a different approach that we could take? Okay, so with that said, Henry, you're on the queue.
Hi. Yeah, I find it a little bit weird. If I look at the linked data protocol group, which was headed by IBM, they had implementations. We had written an implementation for them. They had a lot of people. They had narrowed down their technical things to quite specific things like using RDF, and they even had a proposal put forward. So I think it seems a bit suspicious to me this requirement, and I don't know the process of the W3C that much, but it feels a bit weird, so perhaps you should speak to Arnaud Lehor and find out what his feeling, how he got through, and many other specs get to a certain point. I think what they say is that you have to have 20% of the membership that's supporting you. Or 20 members or 25 members. But of course, it depends how many people you want to get on board. But the danger is that if you get too many people on board and you're too general, then you get something that's unworkable, a bit like the social web working group, that's trying to get three different groups together that really don't like each other or don't understand each other, and so there's very little chance they'll succeed. But that's me from an outsider's perspective, and I don't have that much. Perhaps you have more understanding of the politics. You surely have more understanding of politics than I do. So that's my thoughts.
Sure. Thanks, Henry. And I think you're right in that it is strange. So I think there's still a fair degree of misunderstanding. There is a mismatch between what we're trying to do and what people think that we're doing here. And specifically, let me try and draw where the various points of confusion are. So I think there's a misunderstanding about what we're working on. Some people think that we're working on authentication protocols here like FIDO. We are absolutely not doing that, but that's a perception that needs to be corrected. So the technology that we're working on here could be used for authentication, authorization and authentication. Specifically authentication, but that is not what we're primarily pushing here, right? So there's confusion over that and objections over that. There's also confusion over where this group started. So this group, started with basically saying we need to be able to have some kind of verifiable attributes or verifiable claims. We're going to call them credentials. And we were open to anyone bringing proposals into the community and discussing them at length. I think what has happened there is that there is work that is somewhat related going on in IETF, and I believe, and this is purely my view on it as an individual. That group had already been chartered, and they were well on their way. So when groups like that are chartered, they tend to spend a little less effort trying to convince other people that the path that they're going down is the right path. So, for example, the Jose and OpenID Connect folks, backed by Facebook and Google, really pushed their worldview forward at the IETF. And there's nothing wrong with that because there's a good technical implementation that fits their use cases. However, their use cases are not our use cases, so that when we went in and we said we have some issues with the way that technology is being built out at the IETF, the counter was to effectively do nothing because their group was already chartered, they were getting what they wanted, and so they're not going to make, they don't need to do any change. Now, a year later, where it looks like we have traction, right, we now have the backing of an official working group at W3C saying that they want to do something around credentials. Now that other group, and I'm guessing it's people from that group, are objecting because all of a sudden there's a threat that there might be two technical standards out there that are somewhat that have some things in common, right? And I think there's a misunderstanding around the amount of commonality that the two technology initiatives have. So I think a number of the OpenID Connect and OAuth and Jose folks feel that there is a lot of overlap when in reality there really is not that much overlap. So, for example, and Henry, with the digital signature stuff, the Jose folks are looking at it and saying, oh, well, the credentials work is coming up with their own digital signature standard. And that's not true, right? I mean, we're coming up with a way of normalizing linked data and signing it. But the counter argument that they're using is nobody agreed that linked data should be the way that we do this. Right, the Jose group does not agree that linked data is the way to tackle this problem. Granted, there's no counterproposal on the table. It's just a general objection that we should try to solve the problem using Jose and using JSON and using OpenID Connect or SAML before we try and invent something new. And they don't understand that we already went through that exercise 3 years ago, and it didn't work out well. Now, the mistake that I think that we made as a group was not clearly documenting that effort. So one of the things we're going to have to do is we're going to have to go back through and document that effort and demonstrate where the things fall apart. So you know, I said there are a couple of places where there's confusion. One of them is, you know, authentication versus authorization. There are objections around that. And then the main point I think that there are objections around are that our group is trying to do something that has already been done before. And there's just a general assertion by people that don't understand the technology that we're doing that so that the process can be slowed down, so that they can get people that are technically adept to look at the solution to determine whether or not what we're doing is repetitive of the IETF work or not. So I think those are the, I think, you know, from my perspective, those are the politics that are being played. But I don't think any of it is, I don't think any of it is mean-spirited. I think a lot of it just has to do with people not being familiar with the work that we're trying to do and jumping to conclusions. And when they jump to the conclusion, they talk to the W3C staff and say, you're on the brink of doing something that has already been done elsewhere. And the W3C staff look at that and say, well, we definitely don't want to do that. So we need to clearly document, you know, what's being done here, how the work we're doing here is different from the IETF work that's already been done. Hopefully that made sense. Are folks following or is everyone lost?
What you said makes sense. It's hard as an outsider, too, to have any knowledge as to whether this makes sense from an organizational perspective, but what you said made sense.
Okay. So that's kind of what we're grappling with here. We have generated enough interest where the web payments interest group is saying, let's do something. And the something that we have to do is we have to answer all of these criticisms, and then if we can answer all of the criticisms in a way that makes everyone, where everyone is kind of unknown, happy, then we can create a charter and go forward with the work. So the main questions in front of the group, there are two primary questions. Well, really, there's one primary question in front of the group. Do we want to push back and say, listen, this community group that you're proposing is the same exact thing that we've done over the last year. We'd just be doing it, you know, doing it over again. And we'd rather have those people that are objecting to this, one, make themselves known, and two, actually join us and have the discussion in public. So that's one way of doing this. The other way of doing it is saying, fine, we will create another community group that is going to be more tightly focused than this group. We can't talk about technology in that group. We can only talk about the type of ecosystem we want to create and the capabilities we want that ecosystem to have. And that group is going to focus on going out and interviewing these people that have an issue with what we're doing and clearly documenting their objections. So thoughts from the group, or there might be another, you know, there might be another option. So thoughts from the group, which way would you like to go on this?
Well, it seems clear that this is just a mechanism used to completely push through their own agenda by basically overwhelming a new group. Even though its technology discussions are off the table there, I can see how it could be phrased to end up favoring one implementation over the other. So it just seems like a big scheme to me. And I do follow that the work we've done in the last year basically is exactly what I think, nominally speaking, a new group would end up engaging in. So I think the question that needs to be resolved there is what would be in front of a new CG that was different from what was in front of this CG that might then lead to a different outcome. Otherwise, it's really an awful lot of wasted effort by a lot of people's times for no good reason except to satisfy a powerful minority that seems frustrated.
Right. To go back to Henry's point, you know, there was a, you know, Henry said, well, you only really need 20 or 25 positive votes to start something at W3C, and that is true. All we would need is 20 member companies to say that they want this work to start. But that is only after you get W3C management approval for the charter. Like, the W3C management has to agree that there's consensus around what to work on. And right now, I thought that it was there. Like, there was a positive feedback from the CEO. There was positive feedback from some of the staff contacts. But effectively, the person that is in charge of making the decision is still unconvinced. We are going to try to reach out to that person and ask them what they would need to convince them. Not saying we would go out and do all of those things, but it's down to, effectively, I believe it's down to one person holding the process up, and it's not the same one person that was holding it up before. I think the general discussion, the general point that the W3C folks, at least in the W3C staff members in the interest group, were making was that you need, you know, yes, we realize that this is somewhat annoying, but you need to create a neutral playing field. If you have a group of people that are saying you don't have a neutral playing field, you need to create that so that they'll come in. What was not discussed is what happens if they don't come in. So, you know, what we could do, one proposal is to create that new community group, get it spun up and get it operational, have the calls at the same time this call is, so nobody, you know, everyone that shows up to this call can show up to that call as well. So we're not creating a bunch of new work, we're just replacing this call. But basically tightly focus that group around the creation of a charter and answering the questions around what needs to be done. So there are maybe 8 people at most that we need to interview. And we will, you know, one of the things we can say is if we interview that person, it has to be on the record and it has to be public on what they want to see done. And problems that they see with the initiative. And once we get all those interviews out of the way, we will, of course, clear those interviews with the W3C staff that are saying that people are objecting. They will come up with a list. We will go out and interview those folks and see what they want, and then clearly document all of the, you know, objections and concerns and things of that nature, so that the argument that there are people that feel they're not being heard is addressed. The downside, of course, being that we have way more than 20 organizations that want to do this work, right? It's not quite clear that technically they're aligned with what we want to do, but the other approach to this is basically to take a hardline stance and say, if you would like a particular technological solution to be reviewed, you have to propose something, right? Everyone can't just stop because somebody feels that there's a better solution out there. If there is a better solution out there, propose it so that the group can discuss it. So anyway, more thoughts on the we only need 20 organizations thing. Anyone else have any other feedback?
Would it be an option for us to invite them to this group? I know that they said that this group doesn't feel like it's a natural fit, but if effectively we're proposing to bring the exact same group of people with a different name under the, for the group and invite them to that group to discuss, I don't know that there's all that much of a difference. Would it help if we say that they're welcome to come to the group and discuss, and anyone else is welcome as well?
Mm-hmm.
But it sort of make it more of a formal invitation to the people that have concerns. I mean, we certainly want to address anyone's concerns and talk about whatever technology or whatever concerns that they might have, because we do want this to be a neutral group.
So one of the things that so I proposed that, and they said it doesn't matter. They don't feel like you guys have a neutral group, and therefore they're not going to participate. To me, feels, you know, there are two ways to look at that. One of them is to say, okay, you know, for whatever reason, we have created a group that people view as not neutral. So let's try and fix that. There are two ways to fix that. One of them is to just create a new group. But like you said, Dave, all we would be doing is getting everyone that's on this call into that other call and inviting the new people in, right? So the only thing that would really be different would be the charter. But I don't know if it is currently unknown whether or not we want to go to the effort of creating a new charter and setting up a new group and mailing lists and all that kind of stuff just so that we can, quote unquote, have a neutral group. The other thing that's important is that, you know, it was just me having a discussion with the W3C staff, and I believe that, you know, they want to hear from the rest of the people in this group. And if we don't hear from the rest of the people in this group, they're just going to think that it's us, meaning Digital Bazaar, trying to force our will at the W3C, which we're not trying to do. So if we don't have clear feedback from this group, like, you know, Greg was pretty clear in his feedback. I think Henry was pretty clear in his feedback. But if no one else speaks up, then their counterargument is always going to be, well, you know, you guys don't have a neutral group, or we don't believe there's a neutral group there, and it doesn't seem like your group, you know, has an opinion on which way they want to go. So, yes, we can suggest that those people are invited to this group. I think the counterargument's going to be, yes, but the people haven't joined your group because they don't feel like they have that it's a neutral forum. And because of that, they're not going to join. But they're not going to say they're not going to join because it's a neutral group. They're just not going to join. They're going to say they're too busy or whatever. And so anyway, that's the counter argument I'm expecting, unless we have people on the record in this group saying, you know, one thing or the other, like, we definitely want to create a new group. No, creating a new group would just be a waste of time because it would be the same people participating in that group. So any other input or preferences on which way we go?
I mean, I guess I'm curious as to the procedural follow-up, right, with either approach. So we create a new group, we invite them, they don't come. Right? I mean, at some point, they're just doing a denial of service attack, right?
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Procedurally, what is our response if that happens?
I don't know. I don't know if there is a response other than to say, we tried it. You know, we tried it your way. It didn't work. Now what are we going to do? So that's the, you know, it's the, So procedurally, what we're going to have to do to create a new group is write a new charter, get approval of the charter, create the group via the community group process, new mailing list, new IRC channel, new dial-in number, you know, and we're actually we've gotten pretty good at doing that, so we could probably get that set up in about a week or two. But once we set that up, it's going to be us on the call again, plus we hope like 4 or 5 new people, right?
But I mean, so let's say we do that and they don't show up, then, you know,
yeah.
Is W3C going to say, well, you have to go through the effort anyway?
I don't know. So what I can do is I can take the minutes from today and send it back to the W3C staff and say, they're asking a very good question, which is, you know, can we just invite them into the group and get their statements down here? Is that enough? Or do we really need to go through the pain of creating a new community group? Because, you know, there are some folks in the group that are not convinced that this is going to lead to the outcome that we want.
Yeah, I mean, at some point, the standards process has to be public and open. You can't hide behind, you know, anonymity and be like, I don't like it. I don't like it, right? I mean, show up or shut up.
Yeah,
this
so
is John.
Agree.
I have.
Go ahead.
I have just one other point of view on this, which is, you know, I think we do have to push back. It's definite. You know, we've done a lot of homework over the last couple of months, including, you know, a lot of work on the survey and getting people to respond to the survey. And it is time to start talking about the technology issues. In fact, you know, a topic like credentials is something that the technology talking about the technology helps you think about the problem.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's time to be doing that. So mm-hmm. I really do think we need to push back on that and, you know, and sort of get on with it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So there are a couple of questions in IRC. Eric is saying, why is the onus on us? How do we substantiate their claims? So this is asymmetric, right? So we do a ton of work, and then all it takes to make us do a ton of more work is an objection that we haven't covered, you know, a particular item. And that objection is coming from someone that really doesn't have – it could be coming from someone that really has no interest in this stuff succeeding, meaning that it's coming from someone that cares about privacy or security, which is a good, you know, direction to approach this stuff in, but they do not have a company that's dependent on this technology. They are not deploying software and a variety of different things, right? It's they're kind of doing armchair standardization. And the problem is that, well, depending on how you view it, one of the problems with that is that we have tried very hard to respond to all of those criticisms by documenting it or at least addressing them in, you know, blog posts or papers that have been written. We went out and did that, you know, a big industry survey to answer that stuff, and it did move us forward, but it took an enormous amount of effort to do that. And so the question is, you know, at what point have we proven that this is something that is worth doing and that we're on the right track? The onus is on us, Eric, unfortunately, because we're the ones that are trying to make something happen, right? The people that are trying to prevent something from happening, all they have to do is basically say, ah, yes, but, you know, you're creating identifiers that can link people across various websites, and that has been proven as one way to lead us to a 1900s-style future, right? So part of it is that part of the reason why the onus continues to be on us is because we have been very receptive to external input, and we have tried to answer really good questions, or we've tried to answer the questions that have been raised by folks outside of this community group in a fairly thorough way. But now it's getting to the point where we're like, wait a second, you know, when are we going to have done enough work? Christopher Weber said, you know, where do we speak up in this chat channel in IRC or on the calls? This is where we say things in a public manner and we can cite the what's being said. So that's where you put your opinion in. Eric you said, you know, why don't we object to the work that they're doing? Well, they're not doing any work. There's no work there to object to. They're just objecting to our work. So the only work that there is to object to are the stuff like SAML and OpenID Connect and Jose. But there are some things where, you know, there's some of that work where we think is perfectly fine and works for the use cases, and we don't necessarily object to that stuff. So, you know, there are parts of the work that we're doing that could be viewed as competitive with the IETF work, so specifically the linked data signature stuff, right? There's Jose is the counter point to that. There's other work that we're doing, such as the expression of a credential, the digital expression of a credential, which there is no work out there for. There's no work that's been done out there. As far as we know, that's as extensive as the work that we've done. There's work to express a credential like a address or an email address or your name, right? But there's no work that's been done to create a digitally provable, cryptographically, you know, signed set of claims about an individual, about where they went to school or what grade they got or whether or not they are professionally licensed in their state. That doesn't exist. So those things are unfortunately being kind of conflated. Okay, so I think that's the backlog. Chris, you're on the queue. And I don't know if you're on the call or if you're on IRC. Okay, and Nate, and I'm assuming that Chris is typing out his question. Type out your question. And thanks, Nate, for your input. So. So for those that missed it, Nate said, I found this group to have some members who have clear ideas about technical direction to proceed in, but those people are very open to making sure that we're building the right technology and formulating our use cases properly. We hope this effort moves forward. So speaking as director of the Badge Alliance, so thank you for that, Nate. Chris is saying, so I'll speak up mainly so that I'm on the record. For me, this work is very important because in order to really see Federation succeed, I think we need to have clear authorization systems and methods of verifying that communication has come from place to place. We've already seen this in the activity pump spec where we are basically forced to keep a record of a conversation forever in order so that clients can verify their sources. This is bad if you're concerned about privacy. So all true. I think, so I'm going to play devil's advocate here. You know, I think W3C staff would, or at least the W3C staff would channel these other people and say, yes, but, you need a clear set of use cases and you need buy-in around those set of use cases and you need to talk about capabilities before you start talking about implementations or specs or anything of that nature. So I think, you know, as far as, you know, a next step might be concerned, what I can do is I can take the minutes from today and push back and basically tell them, you know, the group would like to at least do the interviews in the group. We're just going to invite the people that we know have issues with what we're doing into the group and talk about it with them. And then, you know, there's another question about what, you know, about the forum. So the credential, it seems like there's consensus around the group feeling that creating a new community group is not guaranteed to actually address the issues, meaning the issues are that people feel like they're not being heard, so let's bring those people in and listen to them and write down their concerns and things of that nature. And once we do that, maybe then we can figure out if we need to create a separate group or if those people feel like they're being heard again. Chris finished up and he said, you know, authentication and credentials are one of the notoriously hardest parts to get working right in federated systems. I have a lot of confidence in the members of this group to think the things through well. So thank you for that, Chris. I think we have such high attendance at these meetings because we have really tried hard to be open to absolutely anyone that wants to put in, you know, good ideas and work hard to try to make those ideas a reality. I think that's where we are. Anyone else have input before we move on?
Yeah, I was just going to second the notion that if we want to find out whether or not this group is neutral, why don't the people just come to the group and give it a shot? I mean, at least if they come here and they start talking, they can, you know, actually find out whether or not how they'll be received. And I think that we can receive them in a very neutral way and hear their concerns. So I think we should at least try that before just assuming that this group is definitely not neutral and a new one needs to be created and all this other work needs to be done. I think it would be better for them to come try out the group because that hasn't even happened yet. So the group has not even been the people who have these concerns have not even come to the group to try it yet to see whether or not it's neutral. There's just been an assertion that it's not. And so let's give it a shot, see how it goes. And if a new group needs to be created, so be it. But I would expect that we would give them a warm welcome and a try to address their concerns.
Okay. All right. So let me see if we have consensus over what to do next. So I think consensus is let's invite the people that we know that have concerns about the work that we're proposing to be done. Let's invite them to the group. Spend, you know, maybe, you know, 30 minutes to an hour with them over the next couple of weeks so that we are very clearly documenting their concerns and how they'd like things to proceed. And once we've done that, we can circle back around to those people and ask them specifically, do you feel that you are being listened to? Have we documented your concerns clearly? And then see where we are at that point. So the counter proposal is, let's not start a new group. Let's just invite people to this group so that they can have their say and we can document clearly what they want to see. And then once they've done that, we'll circle back around to see if we've actually documented what their concerns are in detail and see if they feel like they're being heard. And if that's true, then there's no reason to create a new group because we have a group that's addressing the needs already. Okay. Does anyone object to proceeding in that way, at least taking this back to W3C staff and saying this is how this group would like to proceed?
I think that's one part of the response. I think the other part of the response was figuring out what the objections of the W3C staff member are from just moving forward because we've got the support.
Mm-hmm.
And so obviously addressing these other people's concerns is probably part of that story, but you know, if they're not acting in good faith, what is our recourse?
Right. And probably to get that outline clearly before we proceed.
Yeah.
So that it's clear to the, you know, to us, and it's clear to us that we're not wasting our time, and it's clear to the other people that are objecting to the work what happens if they do not participate in the discussion.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Let's see. I'm reading the backlog. John Tibbetts is writing something. I support the work in this group because it takes a higher level semantic viewpoint for web security. That is a concept of credential rather than just focusing on the lower level flows and protocols. This is what we need for the more semantically rich credentials to support something like an electronic transcript. Thanks, John. Commenting as IMS Global's chief product architect, Henry, Eric is asking a question, you know, what happens if they don't show? I think we need to clearly negotiate what happens in that case. And I don't think, I'm going to strongly assert that the group does not feel that the work should stop if they don't show. Right, it's the that's the, we've got a number of people around the table that want the work to proceed. We can't be held hostage by a number of people that are refusing to have the discussion. And then Henry is saying, I think the other point is to speak about the size of the member support. So there's already enough member support to approve a charter. You know, and it's and the hope is that it's growing as well. The number of people that are in support, Henry, are 44 organizations to do something in this area. 17 of them are definitely member W3C member organizations. 7 of them will join W3C as members if the work gets started. And I think we have something like 16 that are currently sitting on the fence, saying that they may not have enough. Resources, people, or money, or time to participate in the work, but they do support the work. Okay, we're coming up at the top of the hour. To the top of the hour, we have 7 minutes left. Okay, so I'm going to take what has been said in the call today back to W3C staff. Say that the group would like to just start by interviewing all these folks, like people like Brad Hill and Richard Barnes and Karen O'Donohue and folks that have been not necessarily supportive or critical of the work, and just get all their thoughts down here and then go from there. And specifically that the group would not like to create a new community group. That we feel that this is an open forum, and as a demonstration of that, we would like organizations to come in so that or people and their organizations to come in so that we can document what their concerns are. Okay, let's see. We have 7 minutes left. A quick recap. We have a number of tasks on here. So let me go over topic tasks for credentials CG. We have a number of tasks around documentation, the standards implementation foundation, and outreach. It sounds like the more people that we have on these tasks and the faster we can get the tasks done, the sooner we can get to having a discussion around chartering a group around credentials at the W3C. So this is the list of stuff that's been given to us by W3C staff and a number of people that were objecting to the work continuing. A lot of it is just documentation work. We need to explain our thinking around each one of these items. So let me stop here. Are there any, looking at this list, does anyone, will anyone volunteer for what's on that list? Or at least taking a first pass at it.
What is the time frame on that?
As soon as possible, but I mean, you know, if it takes us 6 months to do it, it's gonna be 6 months before we are able to start a group. If we get it done in 2 months, then we can get to starting a group in 2 months. So the only time frame is as fast as we can work through the list.
Can you clarify again, sort of quickly, what you're asking here in terms of? I just want to make sure if I sign up, what I know what I'm signing up for.
You're signing up to lead the work in some way. So, for example, let's say you sign up for the create a comparison between the identity credentials work and OpenID Connect. That means that you're signing up to write a blog post or a paper that compares and contrasts the two technologies in detail. If you sign up for, let's say, figuring out who the board of directors for the Standards Implementation Foundation should be, then you're signing up to finding a group of neutral people that play well in with open standards and open source. If you sign up
so
for outreach,
you're not looking for all somebody sign up for running all of it, but just individual things.
Yeah, individual items on the checklist.
Okay.
Yep.
I'll commit to a couple of them.
Okay, great. And if you could just, I don't know if you can edit. Tell me offline what you're signing up for, and then I'll be able to put your name beside it.
Okay.
Okay. And Nate's saying he can put in some time as well. Okay, one of the two comparison blog posts. Great. Thank you, Nate. Nate, do you have a preference on SAML or OpenID Connect?
Not really. I suppose I can do both of those even.
Okay, fantastic. Thank you. What's your GitHub name, Nate?
I'll type it, Autonomy.
Okay. Oh, that's right. Autonomy. Okay, so you've been added there. Oh,
I've got to run now, Manu, but I'll chat with you later.
Okay, great, thanks. Okay, and let me put update. Okay. There is more news on the Linked Data Fast Track Working Group. We're working that. Let me quickly close with that. If you do want to volunteer for that other work, please let me know offline so that we can get those things checked off sooner than later. We did demo the credentials work to Tim Berners-Lee, Sir Tim Berners-Lee's team at MIT, their Solid team specifically. I know, Henry, that you're involved with that team as well. We're trying to find ways to coordinate with them. There, I think, is agreement that we coordinate on the RDF dataset normalization specifications, and we coordinate on the linked data signatures work because they feel that they need that done. And I did have a fairly in-depth conversation with Tim about that. Right now, I think there's a fast-track proposal to fast-track the RDF dataset normalization work. So we are going to work on a charter and put that together. We still need 20 votes, but we believe that we can get those. We think that's well within reach. And this is going to test out one of the new fast-track mechanisms. So that work is going fairly well. There's nobody pushing back against that. So it's just a matter of writing the charter and getting it in front of other people so that they can review it, provide feedback, and then we can put it in front of the W3C membership for vote. So that's the update there. Okay, we're at the top of the hour. Anything else from anyone else? Any concerns or comments on the direction we're taking over the next week or so? Okay. Thanks, everyone, for the call. We'll chat again next week at the same time, and hopefully I'll have some updates on feedback on the proposed path forward. Okay. Thanks, all. Bye.
Bye.